Welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez, and today I have a nostalgic treat for you. If you're a 90s kid like I am, then this episode is right up your alley. I'm going to be talking about all the McDonald's Halloween Happy Meal premium toys and their commercials. Back in the 90s, McDonald's was all about advertising Halloween to kids. Nowadays, it's not so much. But that doesn't stop me from taking my kids to McDonald's around Halloween time, just to see what they get in their Happy Meals. I did a lot of research for this podcast, and yet I got a lot of different sources that said different things, so date-wise, I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to do my best to give you the most accurate information, though. Before we get started, I want to give a huge shout-out to listener and friend of the show, Rich, for tossing this idea to me. If you'd like to suggest a topic like Rich did, then contact me. But for now, let's get the show started. It's October 1990. George Bush Sr. was president, Beverly Hills 90210 premiered, and McDonald's ran a wonderful marketing campaign called the Halloween McNuggets. This wasn't the first time we saw the McNuggets in commercials, but it was the first time we see them linked to Halloween. Although the McNuggets were not featured as Happy Meal toys this year, they were given this awesome commercial.
It was late one night in the castle of the Chicken McNuggets.
What are you making?
Sauce. We're using my mummy's recipe.
Mummy?
This better be good.
It'll be great.
Does your daddy have a recipe?
Now you can get McDonald's Happy Meal pails for
Halloween.
There's a pumpkin pail,
Boo!
A witch,
Boo!
And a ghost that glows in the dark. You can get a different one each week until
Halloween.
The Happy Meal premiums for this year were three awesome Halloween treat pails. We had a smiling green witch, a confused looking white ghost, and an orange grinning pumpkin. Now we're in October 1991. Bush is still president, and not much other stuff happened in October of that year. McDonald's yet again ran something special for Halloween. They introduced the world to the McBoo bags. Now I remember having the witch one for Halloween. I think I was like around 6, but I still remember it. Just like the pails from the year before, these featured a witch, a ghost, but it also featured a Frankenstein's monster. They glow in the dark too. For what I can remember, they were pretty good quality for being Halloween premium toys. Sadly, there was no commercial this year, or at least not one that I could find. October 1992, here we come. Bush is still president. David Letterman had his 1700th show. Cartoon Network premiered. And McDonald's runs more great McNugget ads. This is the year we get the McNugget buddies in Halloween costumes. I remember having these and they were a blast. There were 6 nuggets each with interchangeable costumes. We had a ghost, Frankenstein's monster, a witch, Dracula, a mummy, and a pumpkin. The commercial for this one is a little strange. It doesn't start off as a Halloween commercial. It's like there's 2 commercials in one spot. I don't know if they didn't have anything planned or just had a filler and ended up using it for the Halloween stuff. Who knows? What I do know is that this premium lasted 2 Halloween seasons. This commercial coming up is from 1993.
Does it run a little?
Well, it does need a little work. I'll help.
Oh, my!
We fixed it. Now it looks like a pig pen.
Now McDonald's latest Halloween fashion. Just flying in McNugula. Boy, are his arms tired. 6 toys with changeable costumes. One with each Happy Meal you buy. Finally, McMummy in a spooky mix and match outfit.
Fun!
In 1994, Clinton took over the presidency. Nelson Mandela visits the U.S. McDonald's brings back a classic. I'm talking about the treat pails. They aren't the same ones from before, but the characters haven't changed. You still get either a pumpkin, a witch, or a ghost. The cool thing about these guys is that their tops are cookie cutters. Again, with this commercial, the first half isn't Halloween related, but it turns into that. I'm still confused as to why that is.
Making a happy meal with Ronald and friends.
Ta-da!
Bravo! Hot fries coming through!
Okay. Ronald, the happy meal isn't happy yet!
Goochie goochie goo!
They just needed a good tickle.
And the headless horseman raised his pumpkin hat!
Now at McDonald's, Halloween Happy Meal pails to hold your Halloween goodies, each with a cookie cutter lid, one with each Happy Meal you buy.
And now a ghost story.
1995, my favorite year. Clinton still is president. OJ found not guilty, and McDonald's gave me something that I still listen to this day. In 95, McDonald's went all out and gave us not only premium toys, but something else called McDonaldland's Magical Radio. More on that in a second. The premium toys were awesome. I have all five. We have four of the McDonaldland characters dressed in costumes. There's Ronald dressed as Frankenstein's monster, Grimace as a ghost, Birdie as a pumpkin, and the Hamburglar as like this spider vampire thing, I don't know. Their costumes clip on and off, but they don't interchange like the McNugget buddies. There was also a fifth toy. It was like a pumpkin, but it was only intended for children under 3. I have all of these, and I even have the store display that used to go with it too. Along with these Halloween toys, McDonald's offered cassette tapes as well. Yeah, cassette tapes. These were the best. I remember listening to these non-stop as a kid. I didn't have them personally, but my cousins did, and they'd let me borrow them. There were 4 tapes all together, each a little under 5 minutes long. It would be like a radio show that Ronald was the star of. There were all these Halloween themed stuff, like they did Halloween jokes, they shared stories. It felt like a magical radio, which is pretty much what it was called. They even played like these, I guess there were like music from an album that Ronald McDonald and McDonald's did. I think it was called Ronald McDonald album, something. I'm going to drop one of those things right here. Please keep in mind that these are very childlike, so make sure you let your 90s inner child out.
And a big Halloween hello to all you monsters and mummies.
And hello to the daddies, too.
Ronald McDonald here in a very special Halloween broadcast from...
McDonaldland's Magical Radio!
Let's start today's show with a look in the Magical Radio mailbag.
The mailbag is really stuffed with Halloween cards and letters.
Oh, this one's from Reginald Q. Werewolf, who writes, "Dear Ronald, I just washed my fur and can't do a thing with it. What do you suggest?" Well, Reginald, try blow-drying it and then use just a touch of scare spray.
Here's a letter from Griselda Ghost.
Let's see. Griselda says, "Dear Ronald, my ghoul friends and I never miss your show." Well, thanks, Griselda, for letting me know my show's a hit from ghost to ghost.
Here's another letter, Ronald.
This one's from C. Slug, who writes, "Dear Ronald, what kind of witch lives at the beach?" Gee, you stumped me on that one. I don't know. Hello?
Hello, Ronald. You want to know what kind of witch lives at the beach? A sandwich.
That's a good one. Say, who is this?
Winnemucca-witch here. I got a million of them. How about this one? Know what you get when you cross a broomstick with a motorcycle?
No. What do you get when you cross a broomstick with a motorcycle?
You get a broom, broom, broomstick. But seriously, Ronald, you ought to try traveling by broomstick sometime.
I think I'll stick to riding in my magic funmobile.
But can you soar across the sky like I do with the wind blowing through your lovely green hair?
Well, not exactly. My hair's red. But the magic funmobile can fly. It's pretty special. Here, listen to this song from my Travel Tunes album and you'll see.
What a day to take a drive just to see what I can see. Take the road to who knows where just to find what it will be. It's a great day to hit the road, and my magic funmobile is ready to roll. Take along a bunch of friends.
Hi, Donald.
Who can ride along with me?
Buckle up.
Travel pals to share the fun.
That's
us. Miles of smiles are guaranteed.
Come on.
We'll go riding in the magic funmobile. Magic funmobile. Magic funmobile. We'll go riding in the magic funmobile. It's a really happy feeling. Riding in the magic funmobile.
This is gonna be great.
Everybody's buckled up.
Yeah.
Ready for a magic day.
Off we go to have some fun. Singing all along the way.
Now, the Funmobile will tell you how.
With a little of Ronald's magic, you see, I change into anything you want me to be.
Ronald, did the Funmobile just talk?
I'll be a car, or a bus, or a boat, or a train.
Could you be a roller coaster, or a jet airplane?
Sure, any kind of travel machine.
A bicycle built for 17?
Just give me a minute.
We'll go riding in the magic Funmobile. Magic Funmobile.
Winnemucca, what do you think? You want to ride in the Magic Funmobile or your broomstick?
The Magic Funmobile? Hey, know anybody who wants to buy a used broomstick?
No!
Oh, dear.
I know there's more Halloween fun in store for everyone. Just turn the tape over.
Just turn the tape over. I'm sure that's something you never thought you'd hear again. This year came with a commercial that still confuses me. In this commercial, Ronald looks like he's trying to find a costume, but he doesn't know what he's going to be. And then someone suggests that he should just go as a clown. There's a to be continued message at the end of that commercial. But I don't ever remember seeing a part 2, nor can I find it online. If you know anything about this, fill me in. Here's the commercial.
I just love Halloween.
Ronald, what's my costume?
Well, we already have a daddy, so... How about a mummy?
Where's your costume, Ronald?
What am I going to be for Halloween?
Yo, Ronnie, how about a clown?
What's frightfully fun at McDonald's? Four McDonaldland friends with clip-on costumes. And four McDonaldland tapes.
I like to dare myself.
Eight to collect. One with each happy meal you buy.
Happy Halloween!
All right, on to 1996. Clinton is still president. Fox News is born. And McDonald's brings back the McNugget Buddies. We have 6 this year, and their costumes are pretty weird. We have one as a clown, another one as like this 3-eyed alien, a rock star, a dinosaur, a princess, and another alien. All of them, I'm sure, were interchangeable just like the previous ones. The Happy Meal box had a punch-out mask too. I don't remember any of these guys, but the commercial is right here. It features the sister from Teen Angel, if you remember that show.
Cool costume, Ronald.
Show off.
But the McNugget buddies need costumes, too.
We don't want to be chicken on Halloween.
May I? You want to be frightened? Want to be scary? Want
to be something wildly hairy?
But you don't want to be chicken on Halloween.
Be anything you want.
Anything you dare.
It all depends on what you wear.
Twins.
But you don't want to be chicken on Halloween.
Now you tell me.
1997. I'm 12 now, Clinton is still president, and McDonald's was terrible. This year, they only did Halloween plates. I like them, but no commercials, no premium toys either. 1998 and yada yada, McDonald's gives us the Halloween candy holders. They're pretty cool. There are 6 total, and each one had this flip mask. All of the usual suspects are there, Ronald, Grimace, Birdie, and so on. I don't remember these at all. I'm 13 years old now, but here's the commercial.
Saw?
Saw.
Hammer?
Hammer.
Monkey wrench?
Can't do.
Why not?
The monkey's not done with it yet.
From McDonald's come haunting characters, making spine-tingling sounds. Will Halloween be safe from these candy holders? Probably not. One McDonald and character and Nerds candy in each Happy Meal you buy.
Did somebody say
McDonald's?
1998 also gave us a featured movie called The Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald, Scared Silly. It's a pretty fun movie. I have it, and my daughter loves it. I think my wife got it for me at like a thrift store or something. Why did she get me that? I don't know. It's first a live action and then it turns into a cartoon. Check it out if you have some time. Someone posted it on YouTube, so it's pretty easy to find. 1999, the last year of the 90s. I'm 14 years old now, thinking I'm cool, Clinton is still a president, and the world will end in about 2 months. McDonald's went old school again, with treat pails, but not like the ones that came before. These pails featured scenes from the Scared Silly movie. There's only 2 of them, but I kind of dig them. I like them. Check out the commercial.
Ronald, I think I have a rock in my shoe.
Let me see.
I am hungry.
Yep, there was a rock.
Witches, Draculas, space aliens, they're showing up at McDonald's for frightfully fun Halloween pails. One comes with each Happy Meal you buy.
Wow, great costumes!
What costumes?
Did somebody say
McDonald's?
So that's it. Those were all the McDonald's Halloween Happy Meal toys from the 90s. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to see some of the ads I found online about these toys, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. You could also find us on Twitter at thehalloweenpod. Want to suggest a topic for your future show? Send me a message at thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to support us and go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Those always help. Or wherever you get your podcasts from, leave us a 5-star review if you can. Thanks. You could also go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/amazingadvertising and give us a small donation. Anything helps. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Have a good night.